Hi, hello, how are you? You're listening to I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. And it is time for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 6. I see how fast I can say that every week, you know? Get into it. Perfect. Let's get sea-sickening ball. I love a ball challenge because you get to see the difference between, like, what they brought from home and what they can do in the moment. Comparison. Different. Yeah, we like. All right. Shall we get into it? Let's get into it, yeah. All right. I'll leave the British at home. So, Season 17, Episode 6 starts off, recap of last episode. Arietti got saved by the Badonkadunk. The Badonkadunk is no more. She dunked that bitch Michelle. She is dunked. Arietti is safe to slay another day. That is right. So, the queens realize it was 1 and 7. Hormona pulled 7. Arietti pulled 1. 17, Season 17. It's meant to be. I gotta give the producers their props for that. That was good. I didn't see it coming until I saw it coming, you know? Yeah, you know. And Arietti, what made it even crazier was Arietti has, that's her angel number, 17, and she has it tattooed on her neck. So she's like, of course I had to go for one. That is crazy, crazy. I am really happy to see her. All her sisters are really happy to see her. I feel bad for Lydia. She beat her in the lip sync and no one is giving her flowers for that. And she actually says, she's like relieved that the queens won't hate me for sending Arietti home. And they're like, oh yay, their bestie stayed. And I'm like, oh my God, I'd feel like utter shit. I'd be like, I'm here too. I just beat her ass. And she actually did a really good job in that lip sync as well. So it's not quite adding up. Give Lydia her flowers, please. Please. Thank you. The general vibe of Arietti staying is everyone's really happy, that everyone seems to get along with her and think she's a good time, good kiki. But they're also like, it's a competition and we're still not sending people home. So I understand that frustration. I'd be like, get these bitches out before I get sent out. For real though. And they highlight Susie, congratulations on your second win. She's officially the front runner, the only queen, the first queen to have two wins so far in season 17. Will that be her last win? Will she get more wins? Let's see. So it's a new day in the workroom. Week 6 and there's still 12 left. I'm sorry, it didn't actually hit me until they said it. This is the 6th week. It's been going on for a month and a half and only 2 people have gone home. That's crazy to me. Crazy. Crazy. Anyway, so mini challenge. I love a mini challenge. Yes. I'm so glad we finally get a mini challenge because I love quick drag. Quick drag excellence. And they only get 5 minutes to get into glory hole quick drag realness. Whatever the fuck that means. But you know what? I'm here for it. 1000%. And the glorious Norvina is there. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Joining together two runway themes that we've already had this season. Pink and quilted. And she would have dominated both of those runways. She looks phenomenal. Phenomenal. We love. We love her. So, the Millie Challenge. Millie. Sorry, I'm just having a moment. The mini challenge is they split into two groups and they have to pass lipsticks through a grolly hole. A glory hole with only their mouths. The first team to do 15 wins. So it's quite funny actually watching them do it. Some people are really struggling and you can tell who some have had practice, that's for sure. One team wins and they get $500 cash each. That's right, we love getting money. Money, 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 money. So Norvina leaves. And RuPaul Charles announces the maxi challenge of the week. The maxi challenge of the week being, we're throwing a ball. The sea sickening ball, that is. Ooh. And Arietti is happy that she stayed. She was like, I was going to go home and they're about to have a ball without me? I don't think so. So the categories are bathing beauties, you know, like swimsuit category. Sea creature couture inspired by a animal from the deep blue, and then sea sickening eleganza created in the workroom from marine debris to couture on the runway. Debris to couture. Keep that in mind, that couture. Some people didn't get that, but it's couture. Unconventional materials, we love to see it. We've already had a sewing challenge this season, but it was, you know, with actual fabric and everything, so we could see who could work with that. Sad that Lucky isn't here to be able to see what she could do with the unconventional materials, but we're excited nonetheless. So we get some walkthroughs with Rue, and Rue warns, gives a slight warning to Hormona about her silhouette. She shows Rue some sketches of what she's thinking. She is a sewer. She sewed that nice goldfish look in the monopulence. And Rue's like, you really love that ball gown, that hourglass figure, don't you? And it suits her. But she's like, you might want to change it up soon. And I'm like, yes, she does, please. She needs to change it up. Rue asks Arietti if she thinks that she should have been in the bottom. She's like, nope. Who else should have been in the bottom then? And she looks at Crystal and she's like, well, Crystal. And it was like, she didn't give it a raw. Arietti swung big and Crystal did not. That was her reasoning. Fair enough. Crystal said, I should be in the bottom. And Arietti is like, wait, what was your runway again? And she's like, the pink bubble gun. And Arietti, without missing a beat, is like, oh yeah. Yeah, you should have been in the bottom. Hands down. Bottom. And I'm like, oh. I love that. But she does it in a way where it's like so direct and sharp. But it's like, you can't help but love her. I don't know. Just me? Okay. Anyway, back to the walkthroughs. Rue's talking with Lana and Lana's like, I really want to stop being safe. I want to do something to push me into the top to get critiques, to hear something from the judges, which is so fair. She's been safe this entire time. So she's like, I want to hear something from you. And Rue was like, unprompted, well, you were almost in the bottom for the last sewing challenge. Crazy. Oh, Rue was feeling messy today, and we love it. They're like, yeah, the closer the judges looked, it was so unfinished, and all the hems weren't, like, clean and everything. And I was like, oh, well, Lana just went gulp. And also, the people that Rue talked to, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the episode, end up being the tops and the bottoms. So, we love a storyline through and through. Also, before Rue leaves, she announces that Hunter Schaefer will be the guest judge, and the queens go absolutely crazy. Like, they lose their mind. And I would too. Like, and she's also, and it helps that I know who she is, because a lot of these guest judges, you're like, what? Okay. So the queens get back into creating their looks, and we get a little bit of drama. A little bit? We get a lot of drama. Spray paint gate. That's right. Spray paint gate. Lexi has this big tarp that she spray painted outside, and she's left it out to dry, and she goes back out to check on it, and someone else has used her tarp as a tarp and put their stuff on top and spray painted it. So there's all this like brown, muddy paint all over her dress, and she about damn loses her mind. She goes outside. The only other person outside at that time is Arietti, and Arietti's like, what's happening? And Lexi goes inside and she's like, guys, who ruined my outfit? And everyone's like, oh, I haven't spray painted yet. Have you spray painted yet? No, I haven't spray painted yet. They're all like, who did it? Who done it? And Lexi's like, no one. No one ruined my outfit. Who ruined my outfit? Anya does not say a word. She was facing Lexi and she immediately turns around and continues what she's doing. Silent. Silent. Does not say a thing. Anyway, Lexi's like still having a moment, goes back outside. And Anya's like, girls, I did it. She was like, it was a complete accident. Like, she legitimately thought it was a tarp and spray painted her stuff on top of hers. And she's like, I do feel bad, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, I wouldn't do that on purpose. And I'm like, fair enough. Absolutely, totally get that. And then I think it was Hormona that was like, oh, if you go out, explain and apologize, I'm sure that would mean a lot. And Anya's like, I don't think it's the right time for that. Like, I know what she means. Like, Lexi is obviously really worked up, but not saying anything is just going to make it worse. And spoiler alert, it did. So Lexi goes back outside and tells Arietti what's happened. And Arietti was like, fully like, yeah, sorry, I did it as well. That light blue part, that was me. I'm so sorry. But then Lexi looks and Anya's stuff is drying in the sun still and it's brown. And she's like, brown outfit, brown paint on mine. I'm putting two and two together. And she's like, so Anya did it and that bitch said nothing to me. And Arietti's like, I bleed the fifth. So Lexi runs back inside and she's like, you did it. You did it. And Onya's like, yeah, I did. Like, I didn't mean to do it. And she's like, but you ignored me. And she's like, I didn't fucking mean to do it. And she's like, I know what fucking game you're playing. Blah, 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 blah. And they're literally screaming at each other. And all the other queens are like, what is happening? They're like full screaming, swearing at each other. I'm just like, gasp. This is dramatic. I love it. It's so good. And she's like, I know what kind of game you're playing. Fuck you, and fuck you. And I'm like, okay. Right. Kumbaya Club, no more. On to elimination day. They all get together. And Lexi immediately grabs Arietti and Onya for a chat. She's like, I've calmed down. I've had time to sleep on it and digest. And I want to apologize for my actions and how I responded in the moment. Which I think is really adult. Good on her. Like, I think that's great. And they all make up. They're all like, yep, yeah, got you, heat of the moment sort of thing. Very lucky that Lexi was able to salvage her look. I don't think if she didn't salvage it, it would have been a whole different story. But for the time being, they're all right. They're all right. But I'm like, oh. So I'm like, oh, that's the second time that Anya's been involved in a little incident in the sewing challenge. First with Jules with the trim and now with Lexi with the tarp. Oh, I hope there's a third challenge, sewing challenge that Anya's a part of. All right, let's get into it. The runways. There are 12 girls, 3 looks per girl. So put your seatbelt in, we're going for a ride. First category is bathing beauties. First on the runway, Crystal Envy. She's got a little coat on and then reveals to the OG Barbie swimsuit, the black, white chevron pattern, and she sticks on the little poodle fringe at the front. And it's like really simple, but that's nice. It's a nice referent. It's done, it's clean, it's elegant. Beautiful. We have Jules Sparkles, and she's in a gold two-piece bikini with these huge chains. I like the hair. She's obviously going for a reference, but I don't know. I don't think the chains, how big they are, kind of go with it. It's like, it's fine. It's very fine. It's not my favorite. I like her face. We have Lydia Butthole Collins, and she's wearing this. Look, you can't even look at this swimsuit because she's got 4 packages. She got 4, one on a crotch, one on a belly, one on a stomach, and then one on a butt. She's like, I'm wearing dicks on the runway again. And it's like, it's a good gag, but the look itself. Shamstar. She does a similar thing to Crystal, has a coat, reveals, and it's a 2-piece bikini, yellow swimsuit. Very basic, in my opinion. I've noticed that she wears really structured wigs. They're not like sculpted wigs, but they're very structured. And I don't really like this look just because of how simple it is. But one of the queens said it. It's like she does simple, but she does it perfectly. Like, there's no flaws here, so I can't really like go at it for that. I just want something a bit more out of the box. Like, I know she's capable of it. We have Onya Nerve, and she's wearing this beautiful like strappy white bikini. She looks gorgeous in this big blonde hair. The only thing I don't like is the white throw over, the sheer white throw over. I wish it was kind of like split down the middle and she took it off. I think that would have just made it chef's kiss. But you know what? She still looks good. Then Arietti the Avatar comes out blue. This bitch is blue. Why is this bitch blue? She looks amazing. Futuristic Avatar Beach Resort. This black bikini swimsuit, if you can call it that. Blue makeup. She looks amazing. Sculpted hair that goes up in a wave. Oh, phenomenal. For like a ball category and you're bringing this to me. Amazing. I'm eating. I'm full. It's delicious. We have Susie Toot, and she's giving us what you would expect Susie Toot to give you, which is crazy. it's, what is it, 1920s, you know, when they wore those, like, swimsuits that were, like, one piece with, like, little shorts on them, and it's, like, red and white stripes. And she said her concept was a man dressing as a woman dressing as a man. And I love that concept. I don't know if I love the execution. I think it could have been, like, dragged up a little bit more. But I like the mustache. I think the mustache is cool. I like this color of hair on her, the orange. I think that's really fun. The beach ball prop. But the outfit itself, I think, just needs a little bit more pizzazz. You know? Corey King comes out as Left Shark. Left Shark or Right Shark? From the Katy Perry Super Bowl halftime show. And I was like, this is fine. I swear to God, I hope there's a reveal underneath. And there is, thank God. She takes off the shark suit and she's wearing like the Katy Perry swimsuit that she wore at the Supertime Halftime Bowl. Supertime Halftime show. And she looks good. I like this. I think it's fun. It's a reference and it's done well. We have Acacia Forgot and she got red for this look. I actually kind of like it. Like she got a swim cap on, but she's got this massive wig coming out of it, which I think you have to do to keep the proportions correct. Keep that a note for someone coming up. I think it looks great. She's got like the floaties coming down her arms. It's all red, white, blue, yellow. I think it looks really good. I really like it. I'm kind of an Acacia fan at this point. Well, for this look anyway. Lexi Love on the runway and she is naked. She's wearing a merkin as her lower piece and then she's got a censored sign over her top. She looks beautiful, naked on the runway. I mean, it's great. It's got a concept, got a theme sort of thing. Her beach is so beautiful. Her hair is gorgeous. It's giving like 80s kind of vibe. I really love it. It's minimal done right. Hormona Lisa comes out on the stage. I hate it. Absolute hate it. She's wearing pink again. The proportions are completely thrown off because she's wearing a swim cap, but with no hair. Again, you need something coming out of your hair. You just, Hormona. I want something more. I'm sick of seeing her in pink. She looks like she's having fun though. Work. And then finally we have Lana Jarrett and she comes out. She's all oiled up. Gorgeous. Love this hair on her. Two-piece bikini. And this is the thing. It's simple, but she's beautiful. It's kind of pushing like the boundary of like, is it too simple? But she looks phenomenal. Like, there's no argument there. God forbid. All right. Second category. Sea Creature Couture. First up, we have Crystal Envy, inspired by a pufferfish. And I love this look. This look is so fun. She got, like, a puffer ball hair on her with spikes coming out. This is done, like, I'm going to say eloquent. I'm getting eloquent. It's giving eloquent. And then she like clicks this button and it puffs up and everything. And she's wearing these shoes inspired from a runway. And I'm like, oh, Crystal, you keep getting underestimated in my opinion, but you are killing it. You look amazing. Love it. We have Jewel Sparkles inspired by a Spanish dancer. And I was like, oh, what? And apparently a Spanish dancer is a type of sea slug. And I'm like, how much Googling did she do to find this? And it worked because she looks phenomenal. It's this huge like frilly, it looks like a dance like gown sort of thing, like orange and red going into white and yellow. It's beautiful. It looks like it's in the water. I can imagine it putting in the water and like floating away. Oh, gorgeous. We then have Lydia B. Collins and she's an anglerfish, like one of those really ugly huge fish that lives in the bottom of the ocean with that light almost attached to its head. Yeah, this is a chop. I don't like this. She's like riding the anglerfish and I really don't like it. I'm sorry. We have Sham Star and she is a viperfish and I have to say I have never seen a bodysuit stoned so perfectly well. She's got this metallic sheen on the tights and it goes so well because if you don't want a viperfish is, it showed like a photo on the runway. It's just this like silver, almost like chromatic looking fish that's like really sharp, got huge teeth. And Sam looks incredible, amazing. She's got the teeth around her head and everything. The only thing I would change is the hoop skirt. I would add one more layer of hoop skirt so it's I don't know, it just has a bit more better movement to it. But that's just a minor thing. I think it's phenomenal look. On Your Nerve comes out in this beautiful red and white look, and she's an African sea star. This is gorgeous. This is like one of the best looks I've seen Anya in. She looks phenomenal. I love this on her. I think she looks incredible. So fun, different. It's like taking a starfish and adding a bit of pizzazz to it. Done really well. Reads a starfish. Work. Then Miss Ariadne walks around the corner. And this is, dare I say, the best look of the night. She is a lionfish. And holy shit, it looks like it's just walked off a runway. It's just walked off a runway. She looks incredible. And how did she change her makeup from blue to this? So a lionfish is white, browny sort of tones, a little bit of black. If you don't know, all I could think about when she walked around the corner actually was those TikTok videos where people are spearfishing lionfish because apparently they're pests and if they're not in their local environment because they don't have a natural predator. Fun fact for you. And all I could think about was throwing a spear at her. That's normal, right? But hands down, she's beautiful. The way the frills move on her arms and everything. This is a piece of art. I love it. Susie Toot is a coconut shell octopus. And okay, specific. She's not an octopus. She's a coconut shell octopus. And this is honestly the best I've seen Susie look as well. I love this. This red octopus. She's got this big beehive wig with these two fringe parts sculpted at the top. This red octopus outfit with the blue suction cups. She looks great. I really love this on her. I think she did a really good job. It's that fine balance between camp, elegance, couture. Work, Susie. Okay. Also, Corey looks amazing. She's inspired by the mandarin fish, which I have no idea what the fuck a mandarin fish is, but if I'm looking at one, I want one. Delicious. She looks incredible. The only thing is the hair, again, it's not in proportion to the rest of her. It's flat, and I think it's supposed to have that wet look, but it's that wet look that's almost dry, so it's really throwing me off. The rest of it, though, I love. Acacia Forgot is inspired by the feather starfish, and I want to like it so bad. I love the headpiece. It's red with feathers, but then there's like, I think there's supposed to be the feathers bit coming out of the chest piece, but they honestly just look like pipe cleaners that have been stuck on. So, not her best. Not her best. Lexi Love walks around the corner and she is giving purple stinger jellyfish. Another one we love specifics. And these pastel colors on Lexi look incredible, impeccable, indispectable. That's not a word and I don't know what it means. But I love her. She looks amazing. Her face is gorgeous. Oh my God. And then it's followed up by Hormona Lisa giving us Leafy Sea Dragon. Now, Google Leafy Sea Dragon. It's one of those really cool looking sea dragons that are giving like coral almost. So much you could do with that. So many directions you could go. No. She walks around the corner in another gown. Another gown. Are you kidding me? Like, it's got the colours of a sea dragon, but it's got no other reference to it whatsoever. She is just wearing a Disney fucking princess gown. Oh my... You make me angry! Because she's beautiful, she looks amazing, but it does not fit the category. You're gonna make me cry. Then we have Lana Jarrett giving us purple sea urchin. These things terrified me as a child. Like, if I ever saw them in the water, terrifying. She looks amazing, though. I love this color on her. She's wearing a full bodysuit with all these spikes coming out of her. She got the critique of more spikes, and I agree, more spikes would have done the job. I think it's nice. Could it be pushed further? Yes. All right. So, third and final category. Sea-sickening eleganza, where the queens had to make these looks themselves from marine debris into runway couture. Couture? Couture. Not kawana, couture. First up is Crystal Envy, and she's giving us pink lemonade in this beautiful trumpet or mermaid? I can't remember. But it's absolutely stunning. It looks refreshing. She's done it so well. And it's that material that Ruru even checked herself. It doesn't stretch very well, but this fits her like a glove. She looks beautiful. Jewel Sparkles comes out in this almost like steampunk. It's very 2008 Gaga vibe with the headpiece, asymmetrical brown bodysuit with a black piece on her left and then opposite hip. I think it looks really nice. I like it. I think she did a really good job. It looks made well together. And looking at it now, it doesn't look like unconventional material. So I'm like, slay. Good on you. Lydia B. Collins comes out and she's wearing metal. I'm a bit confused, and tubing and everything doesn't really fit her well. And I'm like, Lydia, I really don't like this. I'm not a fan and I really, really love you. But I'm like, I need to look away. Sham Star comes out and she is a trash princess. She's wearing this huge ball gown made of tied up full trash bags. And it's really funny with this like gorgeous hair that she's got on. It's like ugly. I hate the color with like the orange. The orange bags in there are what throw me off, because it's majority green. Is that the word? Am I having a moment? Majority green. And then there's like these specks of orange bags in there. And I'm like, no, that's throwing it off. I can't tell if I like it or not. I'm like a bit meh about it. Oni Nerve is wearing camo. I don't really understand. I can't really make out what she's wearing. She spray painted it, obviously, brown, if you missed that. But it's like brown and green. It looks like a camo print. And she's got like a chain. I'm confused as to what this is. And I can't really make it out. I don't like this at all. And then especially followed up by Arietti. Oh my God, this is just something else. That blue spray paint did a number, and then she's like faded it perfectly into this pink. She made this out of a yoga mat. And then like hot glue and desperation. And she made all these like coral accoutrements. And oh my God, it's beautiful. And she changed her makeup again. How does she do this? Incredible. It doesn't look like, when she was trying it on before she spray painted, I was like, oh, that looks really rough. But she's made it work, and you can tell that she is a designer. Amazing. Susie 2 is giving us Amelia Earhart crashed into the ocean. And that's, look, if that was her goal, and that's what she got, and that's what the judges got. So props on her for that. Do I like it? No. I just think it's a little bit basic, but good on her because she can't sew. She's not, doesn't consider herself a seamstress. So I think considering she has done a good job, like it's put together fairly well, and it's a lot better than some of the others. So yes. Corey King comes out in Vanity Milan's UK design outfit when she glued orange rope onto a corset. Like, sorry, is this not the exact same look that landed Vanity in the Bottom in UK Series 3? Yes, it is. Also, I would bet anything that this is the hair that she was supposed to wear with her sea creature look, because this hair would have been perfect for it. It's, like, got height to it, it's got volume, it's got some, like, a headpiece it looks like. It's beautiful, and I'm wondering if she switched it, because this hair elevates this look, and if she didn't, and she wore the wet thing, then she really would have been in the bottom. But no, this look is, it's not it. Then we have Acacia Forgot, and she's serving us Rich Woman at the gala with this blue and silver moment. I'm not mad at it. It is a lot. It is a lot of matchy-matchy and a little crafty, but I think she did well. She's serving it, and I'm not that mad at it, to be honest. Lexi Love got her tarp ready and together, and it's fine. Her legs look great. I love the hair. That's probably my favorite part of the outfit. It's just the tarp is draped lovely. I think it's nice. It's very safe. Like, okay, yeah, I love you, Lexi. You know that. You know I'll always love you. Hormone Lisa comes out in this. It is a short, like, peplum sort of skirt, very puffy. She shows that she's got trash bags underneath to like give it that volume, which I don't think she should have done. It's very safe. It's very, very safe, very boring. It's just, it's not reaching for the stars. And she's a sewer. So I'm like, what are you doing? Sewer? I barely know her. That's what she's giving. Lana Jarrett comes out and oh God, bless her heart. She tried. She tried everything to make sure that she didn't give us something glued to a bodysuit. And as Michelle said, we commend her for that. She looks gorgeous face. Love the wig. I love the detailing with the earrings and that coming off that. But the outfit itself is just like, she knew she had to be bottom two, surely. Like, this isn't giving what it needs to give. So the tops of the week are Crystal Envy, Sam Starr, Arietti. And then the bottoms are Acacia Forgot, Hormona Lisa, and Lana Jarrett. In my opinion, the tops are correct. Acacia should have been safe, and I would have put Lydia in the bottom. It pains me to stay, but as an unbiased judge, I'm trying. Obviously, I think I am failing in some circumstances. But no, as an unbiased judge, I think Lydia should have been the bottom. Not the bottom two, but she should have been low for sure. Also, oh my God, how could I forget? Law Roach was on the judges panel. I think, I don't know if this is like a sign that he is going to be on the rotating judges panel, but Law Roach and T.S. Madison need to replace Carson Kressley and Ross Matthews. They are just like, oh, and the critiques Law Roach was giving them tonight. He said Sam Starr looked like was giving Colombian cocaine couture. What does that even mean? I love it. He's like, you know when you go to Miami and they've just dumped all the cocaine in a big pile? Okay, love that. Untucked. Lexi is a bit upset with being safe, but she's okay with it. I think she's just getting a bit frustrated because she has been safe this whole time, and especially with the emotional turmoil that she's been going through. Otherwise, it's pretty not a crazy untucked. Hunter Schaefer comes in and she has a moment with Lexi and Hormona. It's really lovely. Okay, back on the main stage. Winner is Arietti. Oh my God, what a 180 from basically being sent home last week, to winning this challenge, and rightfully so. Like, everyone knew it was Arietti's. Like, she was incredible. So that means the bottom two are Hormona Lisa and Lana Jarrett. Acacia Forgot is safe. Which, in that circumstance, I agree with. The lip sync song is Get Him Back by Olivia Rodrigo. Oh my God, they are turning it out, these songs. Yes! Lana definitely won in my heart. Hormona was like giving it, but I don't think it was her song. She kept like reaching for a bra, and I thought she was like trying to reveal something or pull it out. And I don't know if they just didn't show it, or maybe she was actually just like fixing her outfit. But she just seemed distracted by something, and I was like, well, what are you doing? But yeah, Lana definitely won in my eyes, and she won. Shantae, you stay. Lana Jarrett. Hormona Lisa is eliminated. There is no badonkadunk. There is no second chance. There is no save. Hormona Lisa, a sachet away. As she's walking away down the runway, she's like, love you all, love you all. Love you, Corey. Corey gets a shout out because, you know, they go really well together. Her exit line is, rotten hell, thanks a lot. Good on her. She went out with a sense of humor, like, slay. So my thoughts, as we're 6 episodes in, I am a bit worried for Lexi and Jules. They have been safe. They were the top two of their talent show, but actually they haven't got any critiques this whole entire time. They haven't been able to really talk to the judges and get feedback. They've just been safe. So I'm like, ugh. I also think Acacia, Lana, and Corey might be in trouble. I don't know. They're just floating around that low, safe bottom. Maybe even Lydia in there as well, which really pains me to say, but I'm hoping she has a comeback. My top four predictions at this point in time, keep in mind I have seen no spoilers. Keep it that way, please. Susie Two, Lexi Love, Sam Starr, and On Your Nerve. But my favourites are Lexi Love, Lydia, and Arietti. So that was it for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 6. Let me know your opinions if you agree with the winner and the loser, the sachet away, you know what I mean, the eliminated queen. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends, leave a positive comment. If it's negative, leave that shit in the past. We don't need that. Remember to follow us on Instagram at I've Always Said That.pod. It's going to see all the behind the scenes content and get in contact with me, most importantly. Thank you for listening. This has been I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. We'll see you next time.